took his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. And welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. With a new topic, prayer, and task for today, each broadcast. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this is all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is join me in praying for our nation today. Join me in praying for our nation today. There is just too much hate, too much division. We have forgotten how to respectfully disagree with one another to the point where we now seek to destroy the person instead of debating the issue. We are going to pray today. Our scriptures for today's word come from the books of 1 John 5, verse 15. James 5, verse 16, and Matthew 18 and 18. While you are getting your word ready, I remind you that you can tune in live to Morning Motivation by calling 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. Or you can tune in online from our website at feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. I want to get into some prayer this morning. Let's go to the book of 1 John chapter 5, verse 15. I am reading from the KJV. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. James 5 and 16. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. In Matthew 18 and 18, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Come on and give God praise for the reading of his word. What is our topic for this morning? Join me in praying for our nation today. Now, usually on Morning Motivation, we go into more teaching, and then there is a shorter prayer at the end of the broadcast, followed by our announcements, and then the assignment of your task for today. But on this morning, we are really going to just focus on praying together for our nation. So the teaching is going to be very brief. And I will do that by saying to you, prayer still works. Prayer is powerful. It is never a last resort. Prayer still works, whether it is within your home, whether it is within your job, whether it is for your own salvation or circumstances. As we have just read within the word this morning, prayer still works, especially when you get to the point where you are willing to just get down and dirty with it, not worry about whether every word is eloquently spoken, not always focused on subject verb agreement, but where you are just pouring your heart out to God, the effectual, fervent prayer, such as when Jesus prayed and the sweat ran down like drops of blood, where you're just putting it out there like a T.I. is, as my great-grandmother Rossi used to say, because you understand that you need a move of God despite everyone who's looking, laughing at you. You need God to come in and move. That's what we need this morning for our nation. Now, we're about to pray, so let me go ahead and get the devil out of the way by giving you this disclaimer. I'm not praying nor for nor blaming or praying against any political parties. I don't care if you're Democrat, Independent, Republican, or nothing. We're praying for all of us today. I'm not praying for any particular race, nationality, gender, ethnicity over another. That's not what prayer is about. I am praying for the unity within our nation, that we get to the point where we remember how to love one another, even if we despise the issue, where we learn how to disagree respectfully without destroying a person's character or trying to destroy someone, where we stop attacking people unprovoked. Let's get ready to go into prayer this morning. Remember, this broadcast is only 15 minutes. So wherever you are, go into your war room, go into your prayer room, and let's get ready and defeat the devil together in the name of Jesus. Dear Father, we come this morning praying in the name of Jesus. The first thing we do, Lord, is we ask the forgiveness of our sins. Where we have missed the mark, where we have done wrong, we come and we repent of that to you this morning, and we ask forgiveness, and we submit ourselves unto your will, Father. And then, Lord, we ask that you would create within us a clean heart, pure hearts, righteous hearts this morning, so that we may be able to exemplify your love one toward another within the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we pray for the release of salvation in accordance with your word in John 3:16, that you so loved us that you gave your only begotten Son, that as we believe in you, we will not perish but have everlasting life. We release salvation within our homes, our lives, within our nation, within the lives of people in other nations, so that we could have the types of hearts that desire to love, that desire to reconcile, that desire to rectify situations without extreme animosity, without killing someone's life, without killing someone's soul, without killing someone's career, without killing someone's spirit, without killing someone's validity. We release the salvation of the Lord on our nation. And then, Father, we release your peace. Your peace, the kind of peace that is not fickle, it's not volatile, it is not conditional, such as the world's peace, but that peace, God, that you spoke of in John 14:27, when you said, my peace I leave with you, not the kind of peace that the world gives, but my peace I leave with you. Help us to have that kind of peace within our hearts, that kind of peace toward one another, where we seek reconciliation. And if reconciliation is impossible because we cannot come to agreement, where we just say it's irreconcilable differences on this issue, but I still love you. Help us, God. Help us, Lord. Father, we release your healing. You know, you said in your word, Father, in Isaiah 53:5, that you were bruised for our iniquities. You were bruised for our transgressions. You died, Father, in advance for the sins that we would effectuate today, and that by your stripes we are healed. Heal our nation, God. Heal our minds, Lord. Heal our decisions, Lord. Heal our interactions, God. Heal the way we think. Heal the way we speak. Heal the way we love. Heal the way we plan. Heal the way we pray. Heal us, Father, from the top of our heads to the soul of our feet. Heal our families. Heal, Lord God, our children. Heal our spouses. Heal, Lord God, our leaders. Heal our churches, God. Whatever is going on, wherever disease has taken place, not just pathologically, not just physiologically, but wherever the disease of hate has infiltrated to the point where we will attack people unprovoked, people we people. We will call them names. We will tell them, I hate you. Go back to your country. Father, wherever that disease of hatred has come in and gained an entry portal into our lives, our homes, where we are teaching our children hate, Father, come in and heal us now in the name of Jesus. Bring us back, Lord God, to unity. Bring us back to peace. Father, you said in 1 Timothy 2:2 that you exhort us to pray for the leaders and those in authority. So in accordance with that word, we pray this morning for our leaders, God, not just the president, but our leaders in every avenue, every genre, every area of life. Whether it's in a small town, whether it's in a large city, whether it's the president of this nation, the leaders of the world, the leaders, those who are influential, the top 100, Lord God, no matter where we are that we have influence or control over another person, we are leaders. Help us to lead right. Father, we pray for our leaders this morning. Father, this morning, we pray for your love, God. That kind of love, hallelujah, that covers a multitude of sins. Father, you said in your word in 1 Peter 4:8, that love covers a multitude of faults. Help us, God, to have that kind of love this morning toward our sisters and brothers. And when I say our sisters and brothers, I don't mean just our natural siblings. And I don't mean only the sisters and brothers of our ethnicity or only our faith or only our nationality or only our race or only our economic status or only of our alma maters or only in our neighborhoods. Father, help us to understand that our sisters and brothers are every female, every male we encounter, every person we encounter, because we are sisters and brothers in humanity. Just help us to display the same type of love, the same grace, the same type of forgiveness that you bestowed upon us when you looked upon us and felt like that despite our histories, our sins, our imperfections, that we are still worthy of being saved. We were still worthy of being used. You saw within us purpose and destiny, validation, God, despite every other situation. You saw within us somebody. Hallelujah. You are somebody. That's what you said, God, when you saved us, when you created us, when you loved us. Before we were even formed in the womb, you said you are somebody. Help us to see somebody in our fellow men. Help us to see somebody, a soul, a person worthy of respect, love. Whether we agree with them or disagree, love. Worthy of respect, love, honor. Whether we like what they do or not, worthy of love, respect, and honor. Whether we hate the neighborhood they came from, whether we hate the school they go to, whether we hate anything else, help us to still submit ourselves, our flesh, our prejudices, our words, our thoughts to the fact that they're somebody worthy of love, respect, and honor. Now, Father, we, in accordance with the word that we've read this morning, believe that you hear this petition. So we believe that we have the prayer and the answer, and that what we've prayed for is done. So let everyone say, amen. Come on and praise the Lord. Amen. Come on and thank him wherever you are. Thank the Lord for unity this morning. Thank the Lord for peace. Thank the Lord for love. And understand that it begins in you. It begins in me. Come on and praise the Lord for our nation coming together. In the name of Jesus. Now, our time is running out, so I want to give you an altar call right quickly, and then I'm going to give you your task for today. If you're listening to this broadcast and you are not saved, or if you are backslidden, or if you count yourself to be a Christian, but you still know that you have prejudice and racism or any other thing inside of you that ought not be, or inside of me that ought not be, then we need to get ourselves right with the Lord this morning. So I ask you to repeat after me. Dear Lord, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask the forgiveness of every sin. Now, Lord, I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. And now I confess, hallelujah, that I am saved. Now I confess that I am rededicated. Now I confess that I will love my fellow man. In the name of Jesus, come on and say amen. Make sure you get into a good Bible-believing church. You're going to Bible study church, Sunday school, if your church offers Sunday school, so that you can be taught and grow in the Word. Now, I praise the Lord for giving me that desire to pray this morning. I can tell you I had to really try to calm that thing down for this 15-minute broadcast, but it's heavy on me, folks, that we have gotten to a point where we no longer know how to respectfully disagree, but we seek to destroy a person instead of just debating the issue. This cannot be anymore. Now, our topic for this morning is join me in praying for our nation today. Your task for today is to show love to everyone you meet. Even if you disagree, you must disagree respectfully on the issue and not destroy the person's character. All right? I love you. I'll see you in the morning. Remember, this broadcast will be posted after 8 a.m. Eastern on our fieldthefire.com website. Please invite others to listen as we pray for our nation. Fieldthefire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. I'll see you at 6:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. Evangelist Roxy Williams in Morning Motivation. Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Don't get your heart breaking. Don't get your heart breaking. Respectful. I hear.